Patient's name is Ray Jean Stevens, first name R-A-Y-G-E-A-N, last name S-T-E-V-E-N-S. Date of birth is 12/14/1951. Date of service is 7/25/2022. History of present illness, a 70-year-old female presented to the clinic complaining of residual illness from COVID. She states she did test positive for COVID on July 2nd. When she was on a vacation in Oregon, which she spent 2.5 weeks there. Patient now states that she's just still having some congestion and cough and some slight shortness of breath. She states that she feels like she has, quote, sticky phlegm, end quote. Patient did call her doctor when she came back into town, and they did prescribe doxycycline, some cough medication with codeine, and then some steroids, taper dose. A patient is allergic to vancomycin, Xarelto, and pork products. Current medications were discussed with patient and is placed on chart. Medical history is hypertension and anemia. Surgical history is right kidney transplant, bilateral nephrectomy. Social history denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs. Blood pressure is 142 over 64. Heart rate 80, respiration 16, temp 97.5, O2 fat is 92, and she weighs 152 pounds. Physical exam, general, she is alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl. She does have some erythema to her posterior pharynx. Bilateral tympanic membranes are intact. She does have some mild tenderness to her sinuses. Neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations are even unlabored. She is a little diminished in her lower quadrants. Bowel sounds, abdomen, bowel sounds, times four quadrant. She is soft, non-tender, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times four, gait steady, and her skin is just slightly pale, but warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number one, previous COVID, number two, COVID pneumonia, number three, viral illness. Patient did have a two-view x-ray in the office, which shows just obvious viral pneumonia consistent with COVID pneumonia. She was given an option to go to the hospital for possible admission for IV antibiotics and steroids, but she does not wish to do that at this time. So she does agree to a Rocephin and Decadron shot here in the office, and she will return to the clinic tomorrow for additional Rocephin shot. Patient will do deep breathing exercises, and then I'm going to change her medication. I want her to discontinue the doxycycline and begin the Levaquin 750 milligrams to take once a day for 10 days. I do want her to continue her steroids tapered dose. If patient does get worse, I want her to go to the emergency room immediately for evaluation by the ER physician. She will come back in 1 to 2 weeks to repeat her chest x-ray. Patient does agree to this plan again. She was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.